Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it?
I was woken up in the middle of the night by what must have been a sound. An empty resonance still hovered in the air, evoking the shape of my somber room, just before it was absorbed into the ghostly shadows of the thick curtains. I looked around in the dark and saw that the radio was still on. But it only produced a soft static, its tube emitting a dull glow. In the mirror that loomed in the corner, I saw the furtive glimmer of my phone reflected. I took it from the desk, but the display was empty. It was as if the residue of an unknown sound had settled in the silence of these portals of chance. All the things in my room seemed to wipe out their own traces, but yet at the same time were mirrored forever in a limitless night.
We've met before, haven't we? At your house, don't you remember? As a matter of fact, I'm there right now.
I looked out of the window, and under a perfect moon, the fleeting horizon issued smudged constellations of stars upwards, while across its full width the murky grey water flowed down to the shore in faint waves, mute signs of a shipwreck somewhere beyond the vanishing point. Stars and waves, their unremarkable appearance seemed to signify the strangeness of this moment. The vision of a room where the old furnishing arrests a vague quiver of thought by a luminous breaking of its refracting waves. Like the pendulum of a clock, only becoming audible when it loses its momentum. The origin already absent, immobilized in a narcotic calm of death. Elusive in its spiralling pace to the guest it had woken up. A muted noise persisted in the dark, a continuous sound of something dragging in a barely audible pulse. When I realized the sound was almost inseparable from my breathing and heartbeat, I knew I would not be able to sleep anymore. I wanted to escape this uneasy double sound, accompanying me like a phantom guardian. I switched on the light, but the merciless and deceptive clarity of its beam made me go back to the shadows. I opened the door and started walking down the stairwell, but the brushing of my feet against the stone steps seemed to prolong the sound further, following me in my descent. Thank you. I had started counting the steps, and in a hypnagogic intoxication, the numbers of steps collided with the numbers on the front doors I passed on the way down, feverishly producing constellations of new numbers, apparently random like the waves and the stars outside. But somehow animated by the horror of this moment. Just before I arrived down in the basement, I got the absurd idea to enter the last number that had popped into my head during my descent in my phone. Meaningless or not, the numbers didn't prove or refute that all was chance. They were an ongoing throw of dice that created a shadow that I would never coincide with. And at the same time, it made me part of this murmured resonance that would always survive me. Instead of making the call, I put the phone in my pocket and entered the empty vault. Exhausted, I laid down on the concrete floor. I closed my eyes and it seemed like all the sounds of the world streamed into the large space. An intersection where existence secretly moves beyond the shipwrecks on the horizon. Thank you.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.